The board of directors of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has legally opposed the trademark application for the name, Issues, etc., and through its legal counsel has threatened to bring legal action against Jeff Schwarz and me. Please sign a new online petition asking the LCMS board of directors to drop its opposition to the trademark and its threat of legal action against us. You'll find a link to this petition at the top of the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support. I don't know if I'm ready for this. Soundbite of the Week is my workout every week. I do the treadmill every day, a couple miles on the treadmill, and then I get my real workout doing Soundbite of the Week. And it usually takes a little mental preparation here. Evidence I'm not completely prepared is the fact that I don't have some of the email in front of me. Now I do. We play four soundbites every week on Issues, Etc. It's part of Friday's regular roundup. What we do is we play four soundbites from this week's Issues, Etc. audio. We pick them, and then you get to pick which one you think is the Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. We've got four this week. We want you to listen. It's very easy to play. You listen, and then you call 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or you email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, and you tell us which you have chosen to be the Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. And why? We tally up the votes, and at the end of Soundbite of the Week, we play the winner for you. We've got four this week. First comes from Dr. David Adams on how high is Charles Darwin's body count?
Somewhere upwards of 150 million. Darwin was terribly influential on the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, who embraced Darwin's idea of the eventual emergence of a European master race that would be the natural outcome of the process of evolution. Nietzsche, in turn, was part of the inspiration, at least, for Adolf Hitler. And, you know, in the line from Darwin to Nietzsche to Hitler, you end up with about 20 million dead. On the other side of the equation, you have Darwin influencing Karl Marx. Karl Marx specifically cited Darwin as one of the people who influenced him as the father of communism. Marx inspired Lenin. You know, Lenin especially embodied Darwin's idea that the universe was characterized by blind, pitiless indifference. And as a result of Lenin's influence, the body count reaches another 100 million. And in the 19th and 20th century, one of the leading forces in the eugenics movement in the United States was a woman by the name of Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger formed Planned Parenthood. So the abortion on demand as a form of birth control movement in the United States comes directly from Darwin to Sanger and others, and the death toll there, 35 million here in America alone and counting. And, of course, no one can hardly estimate how many millions more worldwide.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Dr. David Adams, how high is Darwin's body count? Do you think it should be the soundbite of the week this week? Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two, Colleen Carroll Campbell on the feminists' criticism of a young female basketball player.
The flack that she's been getting is because she is at that tender age of 22, which not so long ago wasn't considered all that young for having children and starting a family. But for many feminists, and I think more and more Americans in general, there's often this idea that the 20s are part of this prolonged adolescence that cannot be impinged upon by any kind of serious obligation, whether it's to a spouse, to children, or even to aging parents. It has to be this time of utter and complete freedom so that you can kind of live out all those teenage fantasies that apparently one decade isn't enough to contain.
All right, that's Colleen Carroll Campbell, soundbite number two. Do you think that's the soundbite of the week this week? If you do, call and vote and tell us why. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three this week comes from Greg Kokel. We're doing the series with him on discussing your Christian convictions, continues and concludes a little bit later today in the program. Greg is here talking about real Christian disagreement.
The other guys were happy to argue. What he's winning. When he starts losing, then he wants to trump you with spirituality. He wants to act like he's more spiritual than you, and so he can chide you for arguing, and therefore he wins. And this is just passive-aggressive nonsense. If every difference of opinion is labeled as mean-spiritedness, then this cuts off legitimate and appropriate discussion, debate, analysis in the body of Christ. And this is something you do not see in the early church. In fact, go to Acts 15, and this is the Jerusalem Council, and you see all kinds of back and forth going on there on a very important issue, the Judaizer issue, and there were strong differences of opinion. And people stepped forward and made their point and made their case, and they came to a conclusion as a group. Which conclusion would not have been able to be arrived at without the corporate working through in an aggressive manner on an important issue?
All right, that's soundbite number 3. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE. 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote because the break's coming up. But before the break, soundbite number 4, it comes from a little segment we did on Chrislam, the combination of Christianity and Islam, just a montage of Chrislam.
Islam is a religion of peace, of love, of miracle. I was praying and I lie down and the Lord told me to make a peace between Christian and Muslim.
He has brought the faiths together in a blended liturgy.
The Bible concentrates on teachings of love. That's what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, that you love your neighbor. Now you find the Quran saying exactly the same thing.
The Quran says
yes,
the same thing.
Yes. So Bible, Quran are saying the same thing.
According to Islam, they believe in Jesus and all of the other prophets of Judaism and Christianity that came before the Prophet Muhammad. So it's nothing foreign to a Muslim to believe in Jesus, to pray in Jesus or some of the other prophets.
Are you Christian or Muslim now?
No, whatever you call me, I am.
All right, that's soundbite number 4. The break is here and it's time for you to vote. Either call or email us. Callers get top priority. And to the best caller, best vote here during Soundbite of the Week, we will give the Lutheran Public Radio Bundle Package. We just call it the LPR Bundle Package. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, and an Issues Etc. pin. To the best voter during Soundbite of the Week this week, 1-877-623-MYIE. 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Phone callers get top priority in the voting. You get to vote first. That doesn't mean your vote counts anymore. We're not about that proportional representation here at Issues Etc. One man, one vote. But if you're calling, we'll take your vote first. But everybody gets counted. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Dennis in St. John's, Michigan votes via email. He says, my vote for Soundbite of the Week goes to Greg Kokel and his series on discussing Christian convictions. With the blessings of God's grace, I pray for the opportunity to utilize this information should I be given an opportunity to stand at an open mic in Houston in 2010. Dennis, thank you very much. Kicking off the voting during Soundbite of the Week. Your votes after this.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Christopher Marone, Christopher Sutton, Pastor Paul Hoffman, Stephanie Klotmeyer, Casey Klotmeyer, David Brash, Neil and Gail Lindahl, Pastor Bradley Heineke, Pastor Tim Ziekel, and Pastor William Daubeck. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. But due to the heavy volume, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available 24/7, 618-223-8384.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most talk radio shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salaries, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend upon you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. I'm Todd Wilkin. Our call-in number as we play Soundbite of the Week, your votes, via email, talkback@issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-6943. Let's go to Maryland where Charlie's listening. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Charlie, what's your vote?
I've got to go with Dr. Adams. I just loved how he made the point, and then I also loved later in the program how he defended it.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Charlie, and thanks for listening out there in Maryland. Let's see what Ann has to say in St. Louis. Hi, Ann.
Oh, I'm going along with David Adams, too. I think that few teach what he proposed, and I think the public assumes that everything Darwin said was true, and I know of no other place to find this kind of information besides Issues, etc.
Okay, that's two votes for soundbite number one, and thank you so much for the kind word. Ann, here's Scott in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi. I think that three can vote for David Adams and his body count. I'm picking it for shock value. Personally, I was appalled at Google for celebrating Darwin's birthday on February 12th with their Splash logo. With a body count like that, I simply ask why. Why not an April 20th happy birthday Hitler? It also raised the question in my mind, what was Luther's body count, or for that matter, the Roman Catholic Church's?
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Scott just made himself at least a possibility for Soundbite of the Week next week. We'll have to wait till next week for Scott's. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Dan has a vote too. He says, I would like to put in my vote for soundbite number three, the passive aggressiveness of the person who's lost an argument. It is very similar to how the church growth movement defends itself by beating its detractors with the Great Commission. Oh, how familiar we are with this. People who have an honest disagreement with the solutions of church growth provides are accused of not fulfilling the Great Commission or thus marginalized. Or I would add to that, of course, Dan, thank you so much. They're accused of not having a heart for the lost, not caring about the lost, only caring about doctrine, all those kinds of things. Common straw men, too easy to knock down, but very weak in and of themselves. Jerry in Montana says, when we refuse to hold to the biblical line on Christian disagreement in the name or guise of civility, we eventually end up with soundbite number four, Chris Lahm. I think that vote is for probably soundbite number three, Greg Kokel. 1-877-623-6943, playing Issues Etc., soundbite of the week. 877-623-MY-IE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Michael in, if I'm reading Jeff's handwriting is getting worse. This is Fort Wayne, Indiana, I'm certain, because I see an F and a W and an I-N, so I'm just gestalting the rest. My vote goes for soundbite number one. The number of deaths are staggering, even considering the sinful world in which we live. Yet Darwin's deceit, however destructive, pales to the original, did God really say, on the heels of this great lie occurs the first murder, and the wages of our sin have been paid ever since. As shocked as we may be at the vast numbers, says Michael, let us again reflect on the sacrifice of Christ. In light of so much destruction, how horrible must have been his suffering. Michael, thank you very much. Here's a vote for soundbite number three. It comes from Paul in O'Fallon. He says, what Greg describes is exactly what comments and opinions in opposition to the LCMS's policy and programs receive. I hope they're losing and are on the defensive. With Todd, I say Pastor Matt Harrison in 2010. Usually I just say Harrison 2010. It's shorter. It's sweeter. But Paul, thank you very much.
Who was the vote for? We missed that out there.
That would be Greg Kokel.
Kokel.
Soundbite number three. And the point here that Paul's making, I think, is very well made, and that is, how is it somehow mean-spirited to disagree? You disagree. Disagree about honest disagreement is a good thing. And if all disagreement becomes mean-spiritedness, that is, everyone who disagrees is mean-spirited or somehow less spiritual or somehow less concerned about the mission of the church, we might as well not even have a conversation, right? Another vote for soundbite number one comes from Beth in Kuwait. I think the second week she's been voting here, and it's very nice to have her listening out there. She says, while I doubt Darwin would exactly be pleased with the deaths his writings have caused, I'm certain he'd be very disappointed to see President Obama in such a position of power. I bet he and Margaret Sanger, among others, are tickled by the turn of events, though. Imagine a black president supporting an organization that was started to help control the population of quote-unquote inferior people. Beth, thank you very much. A vote for soundbite number three. And there's still time for your votes via the phone, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. This one from Jeff in Columbia, Maryland. First-time voter, long-time on-demand listener, and we do love our on-demand listeners. He says, I had trouble deciding between soundbite number one and three. Dr. Adams made some very important points about the cost in human lives and opportunities of Darwin's ideas. The points are pretty much never heard in public discussion and only rarely in Christian circles. But in the end, I think I will put in my vote for soundbite number three. While Dr. Adams talked about the past, Greg Kokel's points have a present significance and an immediate application. The church as a whole and Bible-believing Christians individually need to wake up and realize that disagreement, particularly in areas where the gospel and salvation are involved, is not arrogant or hostile. It is necessary. Pointing out errors isn't divisive. Error is divisive. We can't emphasize that enough today. The church needs to stand firm on the gospel. Amen, Jeff. Thank you very much for voting. And then Christopher in North, what I can only assume to be Carolina. It looks like something else. Votes for soundbite number one with no reason given. Chris, thank you very much for your vote as well. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or talkback at issuesetc.org. By the way, who did I say? It is Scott in Illinois. I've already made up my mind. Unless someone can trump him, he gets the LPR bundle package.
The only problem is Scott did win a Greg Kokel book earlier this week.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, do we have a policy on that, or do we need to have a meeting?
We don't policies. We have no policies.
I think that's bylaw 1.253A.
You know what we need around here, Jeff? A little restructuring. That's what we need around here. The problem with issues, et cetera, is the way it's structured. I think you and Craig have too much say. I think it's time for the one-man rule around here. A little restructuring. What's that, Craig? Too much work? Not enough. People who say that don't have enough work. More work for you, Craig. I say so. Wilkin restructuring. Okay, the winner this week for Soundbite of the Week, number one, Dr. David Adams, how high is Darwin's body count?
Somewhere upwards of 150 million. Darwin was terribly influential on the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, who embraced Darwin's idea of the eventual emergence of a European master race that would be the natural outcome of the process of evolution. Nietzsche, in turn, was part of the inspiration, at least, for Adolf Hitler. And, you know, in the line from Darwin to Nietzsche to Hitler, you end up with about 20 million dead. On the other side of the equation, you have Darwin influencing Karl Marx. Karl Marx specifically cited Darwin as one of the people who influenced him as the father of communism. Marx inspired Lenin. You know, Lenin especially embodied Darwin's idea that the universe was characterized by blind, pitiless indifference. And as a result of Lenin's influence, the body count reaches another 100 million. And in the 19th and 20th century, one of the leading forces in the eugenics movement in the United States was a woman by the name of Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger formed Planned Parenthood. So the abortion on demand as a form of birth control movement in the United States comes directly from Darwin to to Sanger and others. And the death toll there, 35 million here in America alone and counting. And, of course, no one can hardly estimate how many millions more worldwide.
All right, that was our winner this week in Soundbite of the Week here on Issues Etc. Soundbite number one, Dr. David Adams, How High is Darwin's Body Count? Now, I awarded the LPR bundle package to Scott in Illinois, but he kindly transferred it to Michael in what I believe to be Fort Wayne, Indiana. Michael, if you will email us your mailing address, we will send you the LPR bundle package and Issues Etc. travel mug and Issues Etc. pin and an I Have Issues t-shirt. Talk back at issuesetc.org.
Don't you think we need to defer this, whether this is doable, to the Committee on Constitutional Matters, though?
No, I think what we need to do is consult our attorneys. You know, I was on the phone with our attorney right before we came on the air. She happened to call me back on an unrelated matter, and I should have kept her on. You know, we should have just kept her on hold because, after all, what are billable hours to us? I mean, we got to do business. We probably should have checked with her before we transferred that LPR bundle package from Scott to Michael.
Speaking of that, we failed to give one away last week.
We
on
did.
Soundbite of the Week. Remember, I called you on Saturday. I was like, Wilkin, we didn't give one away. And you said, I think I've got like some old email in my trash. But is it still there from last week? You've got about 30 seconds
to find
it. It's
not in the trash. I don't throw any of our precious
listener email
away.
Well, choose one from last week.
Well, let me see.
By the way, Michael, email us back with your address. We'll send you the LPR.
I already did that,
package.
Jeff. Yeah,
oh, you did
that?
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see.
Sorry about that.
I am going to Jeff never listens to anything.
I'm just trying to fill while you're looking through papers.
Never listens to anything. You know what? I think I'm going to give it to Beth in Kuwait. She called last week.
You know how much the postage is going to be to send that package to Kuwait?
Postage, smostage, billable hours, schmillable hours. I'm restructuring. You guys better get used to it. You understand? All right, when we come back, hour two of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Jennifer Roback Morris will be our guest, along with Bishop David Swady. And then we'll conclude our series on discussing your Christian convictions with Greg Kokel.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.